السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
السلام ورحمة الله.
أشعر أكلام الشيخ الأول كل يوم طبيعي الدورة الشيخ الأول العجم رومي زمانة الشحف المهمة السبب فتعتذي قبله مجاك إليك تو نقشي بطاني آروا بيه قبره مجاك إليك تو نقشي بطاني آروا بيه دونوں جہاں تباہ ہے جس نے دیا ہے ان کو دل ظالم نہ کر حیات کو ظالم نہ کر حیات کو نظر بتان سنگ دل دونوں جہاں تباہ ہے جس نے دیا ہے ان کو دل ظالم نہ کر حیات کو نظر بتان سنگ دل قیمت حیات کی نہ تھی جب تک محض تھی آب و گل قیمت حیات کی نہ تھی جب تک محض تھی آب و گل اور لذت زندگی نہ پوچھ لذت زندگی نہ پوچھ جب سے ملا ہے درد دل لذت زندگی نہ پوچھ جب سے ملا ہے درد دل خالق دل پہ دوست کو جس نے پیدا کیا ہے دل خالق دل پہ دوست تو جس نے پیدا کیا ہے دل کہتے ہیں اس کو اہل دل سارے جہاں کے اہل دل کہتے ہیں اس کو اہل دل سارے جہاں کے اہل دل قیمت زندگی میری تیری خوشی پہ منحصر قیمت زندگی میری تیری خوشی پہ منحصر ورنہ ہے خاک تن میری ننگے جہان آب و گل دونوں جہاں تباہ ہے جس نے دیا ہے ان کو دل دیکھ کسی کی خاک پر ہستی نہ اپنی خاک کر دیکھ کسی کی خاک پر ہستی نہ اپنی خاک کر قبروں میں جا کے دیکھ تو قبروں میں جا کے دیکھ تو نقشِ بتانِ آب و گل قبروں میں جا کے دیکھ تو نقشِ بتانِ آب و گل پانی بتوں کا غم نہ کر دیکھ یہ غم ہے عارضی پانی بتوں کا غم نہ کر دیکھ یہ غم ہے عارضی فرحت دو جہاں جو ہے فرحت دو جہاں جو ہے
اس غم جاویداں سے مل فرحت دو جہاں جو ہے، اس غم جاویداں سے مل رہتا ہے بدگمان کیوں، رہتا ہے بدگمان کیوں، جہل سے اپنے دور دور رہتا ہے بدگمان کیوں، جہل سے اپنے دور دور، جا کے کبھی تو ایک بار اور آ کے کبھی تو ایک بار حضرت اہل دل سے مل، آ کے تو ایک بار پھر حضرت اہل دل سے مل، دل کو ملا ہے درد دل صحبت اہل درد سے، دل کو ملا ہے درد دل صحبت اہل درد سے، ورنہ تانا سنائے در اختر ہمارا آب و گل، ورنہ تانا شنائے در اختر ہمارا آب و گل، دونوں جہاں تباہ ہے جس نے دیا ہے ان کو دل، ظالم نہ کر حیات کو نظر بوتا نے سنگ دل.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، محمد اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ رسول کریم، مغاد سری بیری فل فارم اور مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ explaining the reality of his life in this world, that a person must go to the graveyard to go and see the final result of all the beauties of the world. An intelligent person is a person who looks always at the final result. He doesn't just look at temporary things. He's an intelligent person. He always looks at the final, what will happen finally, eventually. This is an intelligent person. In any business also, he doesn't have enough for the day. Today I make a lot of sales, but so much of feeling is in my shop. Doesn't make a difference. I'll see at the end of the year, as long as today I make a lot of sales. He sells everything at cost price or below cost also, so I make a lot of money. But he looks at the final result. So an intelligent person, he always looks at the final result. That is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam encouraged us, go to the Qabristan, go to the graveyard, go visit the sick people, go visit the people who are weak, those who are blind, those who do not have the bounties and ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to remind a person of akhirat, of qabr, the day of qiyamah. And we are discouraged from going to functions, all of these other places, because they put a person more in dunya. All the time now you're thinking about dunya, the love of dunya. And today, how much of us do we actually go to the Qabristan? Do we think about what Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that go to the Qabristan, fa inna tuzakkirukum al-akhirah, it will remind a person of akhirah, the life of the akhirah. This will keep Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned about him that every night he used to go to the Qabristan. He used to go to Baqi, and Baqi was on the outskirts of Medina Sharif. Whenever it was my son, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam happened to go to graveyard, so often he used to go to remind himself of the life of the Akhirat. It was for the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And imagine us how far we are from the seer. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability that we keep reminding ourselves about death, because we forget. We need to keep reminding ourselves of these majalis of the Ahlul Ghar, the sons of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, going to the Qabristan, fazail, ta'aleem in our home. All of this reminds a person, keeps a person on the right track. Allah give us true understanding. So as I said, go into the Qabristan, you will see the exact result of all of these beauties in this world. Dono jahan tabah hai jisne diya hai unko dil, zalim nakar hayat ko nazre gutar sange dil. As I said, the person who has given his heart to this world, or he has destroyed himself, that person who has put his heart in all of the beauties of this world, he has destroyed both his worlds. Ulama Abdul Ghani Pulpuri rahmatullahi used to say very beautifully,
He said that Allah has given us different limbs of our body. Allah has given us the ears, and the ears is to listen. Allah has given us the eyes is to see. Allah has given us the nose is to smell. Every part of the body has got a certain function. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a heart. And the function of the heart is to love. So every person must see now what love is putting in their heart. If he's putting the love of dunya, the love of things of this world, he's a very foolish person. What's supposed to have come in the heart was the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The love of Allah ta'ala was placed for the heart. And if a person has not placed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart, automatically filth and dirt will come into his heart. Everything in this world is dead. And a person's heart also will become dead. If he connects his heart to something which is dead, he will die also. But a person who connects his heart to that being who is living forever and forever, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his heart will become alive. So we have to see now where are we connecting our heart. This is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the example of a person who remembers Allah is like a living person. The one who does not remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like a dead person. Remembering Allah, Allah is alive. So you're putting your connection, your heart, to the connection which is alive. That's why which is alive. So your heart is becoming alive. You're a living person. And a person who does not remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he remembers everything else which is dead. So he's putting his heart, connecting his heart to something which is dead. His heart will eventually die. So as it is, you destroy both your worlds. The life of the dunya also is destroyed, and the life of akhirat. For some while, you will get some little bit of enjoyment. But the true enjoyment of life also a person will not get. Here's the example to understand that is, as I mentioned in the next poem here, قیمت حیات کی نیت نہ تھی جب تک محض تھی آب و گل. As long as I was just sand and water, nothing at all, there was no value to my life. I did not have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just, we are made of sand and water. And every person in this world eventually will die, go in the qabr, will be sand and water again. He never make his life valuable. As Mawlana Yusuf rahmatullahi used to say, he said that a house, no matter how smart house it is, there's got no value in the sight of Allah ta'ala. It's made of sand. Originally it was sand and water. Today it's sand and water, tomorrow it will be sand and water again. It will turn back to dust again. What value is it got? To bring alive the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your house becomes valuable. Sali takes place in the house, dhikr takes place, salat takes place in the house. The house is valuable in the sight of Allah ta'ala. Otherwise your house is useless. There's no value at all in the sight of Allah ta'ala. So as we say here that there was no value to my life as long as there was just water and sand. And there was no enjoyment of life. Let's say zindagi na kuch jab se mila hai dard de dil. When I got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then ask me about the enjoyment of my life. We are very far from this. This is the Hazrat status and maqam. So he had the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he could speak on that. But we are listening to his words, may Allah give us the reality of it. And as our Buzruk say, وَلِمَنْ خَافُ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. The person who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for him is two jannas. So Mawlana Qari rahmatullah alayhi, mentioning this ayah, then he mentions in Mirqat, that he mentions many tafsirs, and he says the best one, according to the Sufi, is جَنَّةٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا بِحُضُورِ الْمَوْلَى. The one jannah the person will get in his dunya, he will be in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The feeling and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَجَنَّةٌ فِي الْأُقْبَى بِلِقَاءِ الْمَوْتَى بِلِقَاءِ الْمَوْلَى. And one jannah you will get in the year after when you will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine your beloved, how much of enjoyment you will get in this world when you are making dua, crying before him, you've got a connection with him. And imagine on the day of Qiyamah, if you meet Allah ta'ala, how happy a person will be. So as I say, don't ask about the enjoyment of life. And when a person got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is like a person who is not baligh. He's that mature self. So he enjoys playing with kites, he enjoys playing with marbles. And he's riding around and he's so happy with this. His one friend became baligh. So now his friend is putting his hair right, combing his hair all the time, he's wearing smart clothing. And now he's telling him, hey, I want to get married to this girl here. He said, you want to get married to a girl you met? Play with kites and marbles, this is enjoyable. There's no enjoyment in that. His friend said, I don't know, don't worry. You're still small. When you come my age, then you'll understand how enjoyable it is to have to get married. Because his friend is not valid still, he can't understand the enjoyment of talking to a woman, of spending time with her, because he's not valid as yet. We are physically, we are valid, but spiritually we are not valid. So the awliya Allah are spiritually valid. They get the enjoyment of speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they look at us people of dunya, we enjoying ourselves in our cars, in our mansions, in our houses. We are building big mansions and buildings like a small child is building a sand castle. You are the valid boy. They were 10 castles. I want to build a smart house, a big house. That's a toy. So they, the awliya Allah, look at us that we are playing with toys. We are running after women, we are running after these things. They got more enjoyable things. They got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They got salat. They got dua. They got the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's such enjoyment in that we can't understand it. That is why yesterday I heard on Bayan, when I was mentioning, there are people they met, he says, till today, in the month of Ramadan, we make two khatams of Quran today. The whole day they engage in Quran. In day one khatam, at night one khatam. You see, I met one person in South Africa, I said about one daily he takes the name of Allah Ta'ala 25,000 times.
No.
So what enjoyment they get in that? Taking the name of Allah Ta'ala 25,000 times. There are people, as my Imam Al-Hassan Rahmatullah, and many other people in India, 100,000 times they will take the name of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. They're getting that enjoyment. So we are still like na balik, not mature still. Staying in the company of the awliya Allah, the object is to become balik, to become spiritually mature, and to understand what is the reality of life, what we have to make effort for. خالق کے دل پہ دوستو جس نے فدا کیا ہے دل کہتے ہیں اس کو اہل دل سارے جا کے اہل دل. A person who has sacrificed his life, his heart, for the creator of life, of the heart. Everyone has got a heart, but in reality he is not called اہل دل, person of a heart, because he hasn't sacrificed his heart to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, the one who has given him a heart. So we all got a biological heart, but we are not worthy of being called a person of the heart. Only that person, the whole world will call him also, if this is اہل دل, is Allah wala, is a friend of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. That person will sacrifice his heart. We ask to Allah, it's put us in this world, there are many examinations we will go through. The examination of woman, the examination of wealth, all of these are examinations. Allah give us tawfiq that we pass these examinations. And how will a person, the easiest way is sitting in the sohbat in the company of the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah Ta'ala. By sitting in the company, one benefit is a person gets a himmat and courage. That I can also do it. They could do it, why can't I do it? So by sitting in the company, inshallah, this fervor is created within a person that I also need to get Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. حضرت قیمت زندگی میری تیری خوشی پہ منحصر. The value of my life is only confined to pleasing you, O Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. I'm not worried about anyone else. لا يخافون في الله لومة لائم. No matter what people will tell me, they will criticize me, they will tell me many, many things. I am pleasing Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. That's the object of my life. We did not come for a certain wedding because there was music there, there was intermingling of sexes. I can't come. Allah will get angry. How can I go to a certain place? People criticize you. Well, that's the thing. Obviously, we should do it in the correct way. We shouldn't start a fight. But we should tell the person in a nice way. Or say, go 1 week before, tell the person, I come and give you a hadiah. I'm so happy your child is getting married. But Allah's command has been broken. Yeah, I can't come for this nikah. I can't come for this wedding. And anyway, I'll make dua for you also. If they get angry with you, I can't help it. Because you are breaking Allah's command. I can't make you happy to break the command of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Everything in an aspect of a person's life, you look, same Allah will be pleased. Because when I will go in the qabr with my lady in our area, I just say, don't put on hijab, don't put on burqa. So she told him, that, okay, you don't want me to put it on. But when I go in the qabr, are you going to come with me and help me there? I have to answer myself. Allah must be happy with me. So I'm going to niqab, I'm wearing this, yeah. So our life will become very well. We will always look, that Allah must be happy with me. Varna hai khaakitan meri nange jahane aago gil. Otherwise, I am completely just a body, and I am a disgraced person in this world, just made of sand and water, no value to me. When a person passes away, he leaves this world, people forget him after 1-2 days, everything of this dunya is forgotten. What he took in the qabr with him, connection with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, this will help a person. Hazrat says, Dekh kisi ki khak par, hasti na apni khak kar, qabron mein jaake dekh, to naqshe buta aho gil. Hazrat says that a person must look, don't waste your life, don't waste the sand, but what is made of sand, don't waste it on sand. Don't destroy your sand on sand. Everything in this dunya is sand. Go, if you want to see the reality of it, go to the Qabristan and you will see the reality of this. All the beautiful women and all the wealth and everything was completely destroyed. In the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says that وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah, the earth will take out all the thickle, all the heaviness of it, the weight. All the bodies will come out. That beautiful woman you were running after. Yes, here now. Take her now. No one will even look at her. The money will come out. The chore, the crook will say, for this I stole. My hand was cut off because of this. The person who broke family ties, he will say, for this money I broke my family ties. The person who murdered somebody, he will say, for this I killed somebody. Then an announcement will be made, take all of this money. Whoever has whatever money, take everything. Every one of them will turn their back away from it and will run away from it. This will be the reality on the day of Qiyamah. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has already informed us. We mustn't become deceived by the external beauties of this world. Fani buto ka gham na kar, dekhe gham hai arzi, farhate do jahan jo hai us gham hai, chawida se mil. Hazrat says, they don't sacrifice and have gham and sorrow for these arzi and for these temporary beauties and running after them and sorrow for them. Have the sorrow of the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and there you will get true happiness in your life. In life, everybody has to sacrifice. But be intelligent, when I'm sacrificing for something which is temporary, let me sorrow for the rest of my life. And if I sacrifice something for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is harm and there is sadness and there is pain there. But Allah will give you happiness in there. This is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah works opposite. If a person gives sadaqah, Allah gives him more. If a person takes interest, Allah ta'ala lowers him. If a person goes for salat, Allah ta'ala gives him rosy and sustenance in a way he never thought possible. Allah ta'ala works to project iman, the opposite. So a person who makes himself sad for Allah's pleasure, Allah will make him happy. أَنَّهُ وَأَبْحَكَ وَأَبْكَ Allah is the one who makes you cry and Allah is the one who makes you happy. Not outward things in this world. رَحْتَ آئے بَتْ گُمَانْ كِيُو شَهَرْ سِي أَفْنَا اِذْهُرْ دُورْ جَا كَ قَرِي تُو اِكْ بَارْ حَضْرَتْ اِهْرَ اِهْرَ Why are you remaining but gumaan, having bad thoughts about the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of your ignorance, you think far away from them. Many people think, they go by the buzruf, five people, it's very frightening. They only make me do ibadah all the time, and they're shouting me. No, the ahlullah, the friends of Allah ta'ala, will sit in their company, you will get the enjoyment of life, true enjoyment of life. And the person who will sit in their company, you will feel actually enjoyment. You will see their akhlaq, their character, and you will learn many, many things. Allah give us tawfiq. One very great thing in today's time, sit in the company of the Ahlullah, the true friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, true deen will come into a person's life. Hazrat says, Dil ku mila hai dard de dil, sohbat de ahle dard se, warna tha, na ashna hai dard, akhtar, hamara abu gil. Hazrat says, that a person will only get his love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by sitting in the company of those people who have got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It cannot come from kitab, it cannot come from books. But when a person will sit in sohbat, sohbat is the most important thing. To get deen in a person's life, there are two aspects of deen. One is the knowledge of deen also, a person will have to get it through sohbat. Through reading a kitab, a person can make a lot of mistakes. But he must get it through sohbat. Sitting in the company of the ulama kiram, he will get true knowledge of deen. Otherwise, a person will make many, many mistakes, he will become misguided. And to get this is called the ilm of deen, the knowledge. The knowledge is not sufficient. If a person got a car, he got light. So the lights are very good, but he's got no petrol, the car won't take him anyway. He needs the light and he needs petrol. He got petrol only, no light, he'll cause an accident. So if a person only got the love of Allah, he hasn't got knowledge of deen, he will go into bid'ah, you know, right? If a person has only got knowledge, and he hasn't got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he won't be able to move anyway in life. So may Allah give us tawfiq and ability. Hazrat says, otherwise he didn't even know there was something like the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he said in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then a person came to know of this here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant myself, all of us, the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak, wa hubba man yuhibbuk, wal amal alladhi yuballighuni hubbak. Oh Allah, I ask you for your love, the love of those who love you, and those actions which will lead me to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us all.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa, wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان اللهم سلمنا لرمضان وسلم رمضان لنا وسلمه لنا متقبلا. We are in this great, great month of Sha'ban now. Rajab has just left us and we find that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala speaks about the month of Ramadan in the Quran Sharif. And in fact, from the beginning of the year, which is from Muharram, that is 8 months before the month of Ramadan comes, every year Allah beautifies Ramadan more. So in anticipation of the month of Ramadan, like if we having a function at home, wedding, whatever, and we start doing spring cleaning, we make little bit back some renovations, we painting, we cleaning up, preparation for that occasion. And there are many people for Ramadan also, they do some spring cleaning, etc. For Eid, many people do spring cleaning. Allah Ta'ala beautifies Ramadan, right? Every year Allah beautifies Ramadan more. So see what is the value of the month of Ramadan in the eyes of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. 2 months before Ramadan comes, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam makes dua and teaches us also, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban. وَبَلِّغْنَا رَمَضَانَ Like that we find always Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was eager to meet Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But in anticipation of Ramadan, making dua, Ya Allah, let me pass this 2 months nicely, get the barakat of this 2 months, and let me reach the month of Ramadan. So much of anticipation, because Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew the value. Allah knows the value which Allah has put into the month of Ramadan and emphasizing upon it upon us also. We also should see what feelings we are getting. Everyone looks forward to an occasion. A businessman, when it's his best business period, end of the month, December, etc., he looks forward. A farmer looks forward to the time of harvesting, when he will now start harvesting, get his crops, sell them, get the money. A sportsman, he also looks at the time, whether the sport of whatever he's engaged in, there is a cup final or there is some tournament or something. Everyone looks forward to some occasion. For a believer, really, it is that we look forward to the month of Ramadan. And that feeling comes into us. If it comes naturally, shukr, Allah Ta'ala shukr. Otherwise, we are not mukallaf for it to come naturally. We are not in control of our hearts. But at least mentally we prepare ourselves. We look at the ahadith, we look at the value of this month, and then we try to pull that fervor within us for this great, great occasion. So this great month is coming now. Allah says, Shahrul Ramadan, the month of Ramadan. What a great month. Like for example, a person is going to Madinatul Munawwara, you are going in a taxi for example with your family, all are a bit tired, they are sleeping also a bit. When you see the dome, you tell, oh, there's the dome, the green dome. It revives everyone. You see the minarets of Makkah, of Haram Sharif, all you say, Haram is here now. And it makes you alive. So Allah says, Shahrul Ramadan, the month of Ramadan. What a glorious month. It is here, it is coming. So prepare for this. And how great is this month? Alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an. It is that month in which the Qur'an Sharif was revealed. The month of Ramadan is honorable. It is a great month. And all the great scriptures were revealed during this month also. It is the month, Laylatul Qadr, khayrun min alf shahr. And which has got that night which is better than 1,000 months. Better, not equal to, better than 83 years and 4 months. What a month it is. It is the month that during the whole day, from the time Sahri finishes till Iftari time, all the creation of Allah, the birds, the fish, in the seas, waters, all, they are commanded by Allah to say Ameen on the du'as of the Ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those malaika who are carrying the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, what great, great, great malaika they must be. And continuously they are engaged in the dhikr, hymning the praises of Allah Ta'ala. But when Ramadan comes, Allah Ta'ala says, now don't praise me. Now just say Ameen on the du'as of the Ummah of Nabi Muhammad whole day, all our du'as, what a month it is. Really, this is a month that it is like a wonderful meal you are having. Hey, you are invited somewhere and they not a 10 for meal, not 20, 28, 35. There are such da'wahs that have taken place. What a sumptuous meal and what thing. In one place, Qari Tayyib, Muhammad Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, in one such da'wah, they made a cake that looked like the Taj Mahal.
Yeah.
The whole cake looked like the Taj Mahal. And in that cake, ice cream and what and what. It was a great thing. And a lot of such da'wahs in the world, people who are in those lines, what things they prepare. So what is that? That is nothing. It's going to go in the toilet. Hey, no matter what it is, finally it will smell in the toilet, the urine will come out, and that also smells, has got acid in it, the filth, the dirt also full of acid and dirt. But this meal of Ramadan that is there, there is all the biryani, akhne of the rosas. Hey, rosa is also a thing, the real Ahlullah, we find that even rosa, one person, like a shepherd, but a great wali. We will just say he's a shepherd, we'll discount him and discredit him for anything, he's nothing. But what great value by Allah Ta'ala. He was keeping rozas on a hot, hot, hot day. Somebody say, roza in this hot day. He says, ayyam khaliya. 3 days I got nothing to do, I'm going to just sit here. So I keep rozas. So they know the value and enjoyment in rozas. Eh? Allah give us also the taste of Roza, the enjoyment of Roza. Usually, unfortunately, for us it's like a burden. Eh? Like we think of Ramadan, it's also like a burden. Keeping Rozas are difficult. And Allah Ta'ala's system. Yeah, our Rozas are short at the moment, 12 and a half hours more or less. But Northern Hemisphere, they are keeping Rozas for 20, 22 hours. And in that, small children are keeping with eagerness. Allah makes it like that. Old people with sicknesses, they all say, leave the doctors alone. Old people, I'm not taking my medicines in Ramadan. And they keep their Rozas. And this long Rozas also they keep. So Allah put that enjoyment. So Ramadan is there. Then Quran Sharif, Allahu Akbar. When Quran, all of us, we love Quran Sharif. And when the Quran Sharif is recited, and especially by the Qaris, and how beautiful they recite, especially with the Arab accent, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam read the Quran Sharif in the Arab accent. How beautiful is the Quran Sharif. In fact, one time Jamal Abdul Nasser, the president of Egypt of one time, he told Sheikh Abdul Basit Abdul Samad that I'm going on a journey to Russia for politics, all their political meetings, and I want you to come with. Sheikh Abdul Basit himself says, Marhum, that I was wondering, if I go to a Muslim country, it's understandable, I will read Quran for it. But atheists, people who don't believe in Allah Ta'ala, I'm going to read Quran Sharif, what are they going to appreciate? So anyway, they went, when they sat in the parliament there, all the big politicians and everyone told Qari Abdul Samad to read, Abdul Samad Abdul Basit. And when he recited, all of them, the tears just flowed from their eyes. Quran Sharif, and Ramadan is the month of Quran. You leave the house, you see the house people were reading Quran. You come to the masjid, you see people are reading Quran Sharif. This one is Hambrawing, that one is reading, in that corner somewhere, just Quran Sharif. You yourself are reading Quran Sharif. And when the taste of the Quran Sharif will also come, how many people, Allahu Akbar. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam should read Quran Sharif in Tahajjud Namaz in Makkah Sharif. And then the leaders of the Quraysh, Abu Jahal, all the stuff, leaders, enemies of Islam, when they should hear the sound, they should be attracted. And they should come and hide and be listening the whole night. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam should read right till near Fajr. Then they should disperse. Now the little light has come. Then they seeing one another. They say, where are you coming? Ask from where you coming. So like that outwardly, are arch enemies of Islam and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But when Quran Sharif, they are coming to listen. So then they found all are guilty, they are doing something according to them, they were not supposed to do, they promise from tonight we won't. But the taste of Quran Sharif for those kuffar, those who are the enemies of Islam, what taste of Quran Sharif is? Next night they back again, and they listening again to Quran Sharif. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is making Fajr Namaz in Nakhla, where there were a lot of trees. The jinnats also, and they're calling all the others that we have listened to a wonderful speech of Quran Sharif, and it is, and Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam reciting Allahu Akbar, and in Fajr Namaz, when sometimes the Imam when reads and with that feeling and that, and Fajr is long, mashallah, what enjoyment there is in that, and there are so many places. Allahu Akbar. When Quran was read, people just think that also. So Allah give us a taste of that. The jinns get the enjoyment. The kuffar of Makkah, the arch enemies of Islam got the enjoyment. Why don't we get this enjoyment? Allah Ta'ala makes it that we also, if a person has got fever, and then you give him biryani, samosa, spice, he doesn't enjoy it. He say, take it away. I can't even see it. I don't want to. I feel nauseous now. When I'm seeing it, I'm feeling nauseous. Whereas, what enjoyment there is. Allah makes our condition with belief also that we enjoy. So in this month of Ramadan, this wonderful menu and food that is there. One side is the rozas, which are enjoyable. Quran Sharif, which is enjoyable. Duas. And what is dua? One alim wrote to our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali. He says that for duas, I just don't get motivation. I just can't get myself to make dua, to read munajat-e-maqbool. And munajat, what is munajat called? That secret private talk. Like you're talking secretly with somebody. Like your wife, you're alone with her in the room. No one. But when you're really now intimate, now you're whispering. Who is going to listen if you speak loudly? But just naturally you start whispering. And you're enjoying and you're talking. Your little baby, grandchild, you're enjoying the child, you call the child. You make the child sit in your lap, now you're whispering in the ears of the child. So to speak to Allah, whisper to Allah Ta'ala. And especially Ramadan, the whole day, every creation is saying Ameen. From Maghrib time, sunset, till Fajr time, till Subah Sadiq, Allah is telling us that you ask me, you want money? I'll give you money. You want health? I'll give you one. You want Hidayat? I will give you Hidayat. What you want? Allah is asking us, where can we get an Allah like our Allah? That He is offering us, He is telling us, and the whole month of Ramadan. Every day at iftari time, Allah is setting free so many thousands of people from the fire of Jahannam. At the end again, as many as were set free, again so many are set free. What a month of Ramadan Allah has given us. So the du'as also of Ramadan. And then to give charity, to give our zakat in Ramadan, that also is enjoyable. When a person feels little bit the roza, and he thinks, I'm feeling, I kept roza this 1 month, 10 days I've kept roza, 15 days, I'm feeling hungry. What about those people who never even smell food? I've got roza, but my iftari I can see. I know, I'm phoning my wife. Today make this also, make that also. And so many people, they got no hope of any food from anywhere. If they just get one badam or just one fruit, a berry from the jungle, they are happy about it. And so a person, when he will think, I could help a person with my zakat I gave him, and somebody could fill his stomach, somebody could see his child with a pair of shoes, somebody could see his child with a jersey in the cold winter, a pair of socks, how happy he feels. Zakat also, Allah, give us the understanding, it is also enjoyable to give. And if a person, if we bring deen into our lives, we work towards deen, and the mizaj and taste of deen, we will see there is nothing more, as we are now in the ash'ar also, we know there is nothing more tastier than deen, than Allah Ta'ala, then having connection with Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah's Nabi, everything that he spoke, a person just becomes pani. He just dissolves in the words of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Whether it was the farewell sermon on Arafat, every sentence, every word, whether it is the du'as of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what du'as of Nabi. So all this Allah Ta'ala has given us in this Shahru Ramadan. الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. And the Qur'an again Allah explains, هُدَى لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيِّنَاتِ مِنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ. The Qur'an Sharif is guidance for mankind. Hey, today many times we find, we are traveling, now we can't find the place. Now the GPS we watching, and perhaps the connection gets lost. Now ask this person, for your life, hidayat for your life is Qur'an Sharif. Your GPS for your life is your Qur'an Sharif. It teaches us on every step. One very, very important thing also, Allah give us all tawfiq. On one occasion, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi, rahmatullah alayh, when great ulama were in the Merkaz, Hazrat Shaykh, everyone, he gave a bayan on Amri Hal. Every condition, what does Allah want from me at this time? What is Allah's command for at me this time? For example, you are going to the masjid. Now suddenly, your wife has taken ill. Now, is it so serious that you can't go masjid? Now to decide that time. Must I go to masjid? Must I attend to her? You are going to masjid, your child slept. You are already 1 foot outside. Now is he so serious? What must I do this time? Must I attend to him? Must I go there? So this year, Amri Haal, every time, every moment in our lives, we are facing this. So that, to get that from Allah, to make dua, guide me on the right thing. We are sitting in a mashura to make the right decision. You are the Amir, they chose you as the Amir. All the rise came now to make the right decision. At home, always, we are invited for a certain function. There are going to be wrong things also. And family ties also, we are very close now to make the right decision. Every moment we are faced with this. So to get that also from Allah, it's only from Allah, whom Allah guides and gives him the right direction. There are many other things with it also. If we are committing gunas, for example, it is like shaitan urinating in our brain when we are committing gunas. After that you can't make the right decision. Your mind is polluted. Your mind is dirty and filthy. If you do righteous deeds, you are worshipping Allah Ta'ala, then Allah's rahmat comes in your brain. Now you can see properly. Your heart, you are in the obedience of Allah, Allah's nur comes in your heart. Otherwise you make all the wrong decisions everywhere. So this is also one very, very important thing, that we make dua to Allah Ta'ala, that, oh Allah, give us every condition which you are in, to make the right decision at that time. What should I be doing now? Must I now be studying my kitabs? Must I make some ibadat now? Must I make dua now? Or must I make tilawat now? What is the occasion? What should I be doing at that time? Once we were with our sheikh in the haram of Makkah Sharif, and one of the satis, just near Maghrib, and the whole haram was quiet, like you could turn a pin drop silent, all busy with duas, and he was reading Quran Sharif loudly. So Hazrat reprimanded him. And then in fact he told Hazrat also, the one who reads Quran, he gets more than the ones who make dua. So Hazrat says the whole haram is making dua at this moment, and you at this moment thinking like that. Everyone is tawajjuh towards Allah Ta'ala. So what is the command of the time? That is a very, very important thing. And who is blessed with this are very, very fortunate. And Allah bless us. There are things also which we have to take our precaution also. If there is haram in our lives, if there are wrong things in our lives, we have hurt and upset people. Allahu Akbar. One time, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, what a great man. When he used to sit, his pen should just move. What over 1,000 kitabs he wrote. In one lifetime, and all every Islamic subject he covered. There isn't one subject he left off. He wrote on everything. One day he's writing and nothing comes. His pen just doesn't want to move. His mind is not working. So he put his pen down, turned to Allah Ta'ala. That is also a thing that we seldom do. Especially with nowadays, we are traveling, then we get a message, there are protests, he protests, yes. Or something else is happening here. Now put the Google quickly on. Put this, phone this person. Do we turn to Allah? Guide me the right road. Which is the best road now, I must think. That is what we have to do. So, all this, Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to turn to Him. In all our matters that we turn to Him. And when the person gets the tawfiq, very fortunate. Now all these things, all the haram, etc. What we are eating today, Allahu Akbar. Not only haram, filth and dirt we are eating. And all, it is just like it comes in the hadith, Jahannam is, we all know, a terrible place. But just, it has been covered with a beautiful covering. Now we fall for the beautiful covering, and you take it when you are in Jahannam. Whereas Jannah is the most beauty, we can't imagine the beauty of Jannah. But Allah has covered it in things which are against our nafs, getting up fajr time, not dealing in haram things, abstaining from this, everyone is eating this, everyone is going there. And we also say, the wife says that everyone, even Maulana's wife, even Mufti Saab's wife is doing this, is going here, is doing that. Who are you? You're not a Mufti, you're not a Maulana, what are you stopping me? Everyone is, now so all these difficult times have come. So Jannah is covered with that difficult things. But you observe those things, then you are in Jannah. So Allah Ta'ala has made it like that. So this dunya's life, so Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, when he turned to Allah, Allah put in his heart that this morning your wife told you she's going to visit some people in the neighborhoods. And normally she sets the fowls free from the foul run, that they can go around, eat and everything. At night they come back again. And you have to give them their water, and you have to give them their foul food, whatever they ate. And he forgot, man who is writing so much and is contact with Allah, and now he must go and see two fowls. He forgot about it completely. He remembered, he went back. And himself, he didn't send somebody else. That also Allah give us tawfiq. Allahu Akbar. How many things we have to learn. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali on one occasion needed water. So he asked for water. So his son told his sons, drink water. They are still young boys. So Hazrat said, in that way, my right is not fulfilled. You must bring. You are my son. You bring the water. Not your. Your sons must bring water for you. And you must bring water for me. So if my father is alive, I must serve him. I mustn't tell my... Today we tell our... Look after Dada. Look after Nana. No, that's our duty. And our children must look after us. That is our right. That our children look after us and we must look after our parents. So anyway, Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali himself went. Then he set the food, gave them the food, water, set them. Now when he went and right, just it started flowing again. So all this year, there are so many things in our life. If we clear all those things, then we see the anwarat of the month of Ramadan. That it is month full with the anwarat. But otherwise, for us, it is only the dunya things that our preparation is the white meat, the fillets, etc. Our preparation is buying eat clothes from before time already, all other things, and the real preparation of Ramadan. We are worried of the savouries for iftari, we are worried of all the other things, all these. So this is that great month that Allah sent the Quran, الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ هُدَى لِلنَّاسِ, guidance for mankind. And when a person gets hidayat, Allahu Akbar. Very many years ago, a youngster, he's still, mashallah, top Jamaat worker now. He was a youngster. We went and we stayed the weekend, Jamaat work, slept at night. Then at night he says, not long ago, we should be painting the town red, putting the music loud and driving wild and that, and we thought we are somebody. But now that I'm in the masjid, making dua to Allah, asking forgiveness of my gunas, he said, now I realize what is enjoyment. There's this pleasure that I'm getting in this year. At that time, we thought we were like that. We were just in a dream world. And we thought we were enjoying. Now I realize what fools and what a mockery we made of ourselves. How we wasted our time. So these treasures, those people, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib, Paranpuri, Rahmatullah Ali, gives this beautiful example that one beach of Bombay is called Chopati, a famous beach of Bombay. So there, the person goes there and they sell chevro. We all know what is chevro. And some of the chevro, nice and strong also, the masalas are nice and strong also. And in there also, besides that masala which is strong in there, they got pieces of chilies also. And that also, not chilies just for name and to show, but actually chilies, what you call chilies. So he's eating that, and when he's eating it, it looks like water is coming out from his eyes, tears. Nose is running also. And it feels as if from the ears also, water, something is coming out. And his face is hot also, with all that. And somebody sees him suffering, he's eating this. But when he finishes, he goes and buy another packet. So somebody asked him, what's wrong with you? You suffered to finish this. You thought, I paid for it, I must finish it. I can't let it go like that. So, and you went buy another. He said, you don't know what is the enjoyment you mean. Like that, if we know, many of our buzurs, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, at night making dua, crying for the ummah. When his wife asked, why don't you sleep? The whole world is sleeping. You come and sleep. He said, if you know what is in my heart, there won't be one person walking and crying to Allah. We will be two of us. So if Allah gives us that, then we don't need alarms to wake us up. And we won't need anything else. It will be just natural. We won't need sleeping tablets to put us to sleep. We will want tablets to keep us awake. And we won't need those tablets. Allah give us, that month is coming here. And if we get ready for that month properly, so Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam looks at that month and says, وَبَلِّغْنَا رَمَضَانَ. If for the month of Rajab we prepare with our namazes, namaz is in this, Allahu Akbar. What Allah Ta'ala, what gifts Allah has given us. Allah Ta'ala made 20 rakats extra in Ramadan, Taraweeh. What is it really? When we see it, our elders, Allah reward them, our Shaykh, Rahmatullah Ali, you see it with the eyes of love, then Taraweeh, you enjoy it. You're looking forward for your Taraweeh. You got little back pain, you start taking your ilaj treatment 1 month, 2 months before Ramzan, I must know, the Taraweeh, I must do it properly. I'm looking forward to it, and you enjoy it when you know. So, 40 extra sajda. And a person is the closest to Allah when he's in sajda. When a person in whatever your love making, when the close moments come, how you enjoy, how you look forward to it. So Allah Ta'ala said, Ramadan, 20 extra rakats, 40 extra sajda. It's an opportunity Allah is giving. I'm allowing you to come close and to be close to me. A person is closest to Allah, wa huwa sajid. When he's in sajda, then he's the closest. And Allah give us tawfiq, Ramadan, we make 17 rakat our Isha also. So 17 plus 20, 40, 17, 34 sajdas there. Plus another 40, yeah. 74 sajdas. Then our fajr, zuhar, then inshallah Allah give us tawfiq, ishraq, and chas, and tahajjud. Allahu Akbar. How much Allah is giving us the opportunity. And the closeness of Allah, Allah comes down to the lower sky. Allah is everywhere. But the closeness of Allah, His attachment for His makhluk in the month of Ramadan, Allah is showing. So now Allah is right by you. And like that also, وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. We are more closer to you than your jugular vein, your life. Allah is so close. Just open your heart and Allah is in. Just open our heart. So cleanse our heart. Allah gave us a namaz for that. Allah gave us 15 Shaban to purify and cleanse ourselves for that. Now we are in the month of Ramadan. What won't we get from Allah Ta'ala? And then again, وَسَلِّمْهُ لَنَا مُتَقَبَّلًا. Oh Allah, that this month of Ramadan, let us do the actions, let them be accepted, and let us not go and destroy them on Eid night. Now we are having some Eid ball, or we are having some other function or something, we are taking it easy last night now, we are not going for Taraweeh, not even making our Isha with Jamaat. No, that should not. On Eid day, we are going Zulayk, or anywhere else, and all other wrong things we are doing, whatever we earn, now we are destroying it. So Allah is giving us this wonderful opportunity, which is right at our doorstep. And also, almost every year, we say this year, but I think it is every year, just before Ramadan, how many people are becoming the favorites of Allah. Allah is taking them away, picking the roses from the garden and taking His beloved ones, Allah is taking them away. And for us, we don't know we'll get them. If we get the month, let us not waste it. Let us make the niyat, already we'll get the sawab. Prepare ourselves. I usually say also, take our leave from our work, etc. in the month of Ramadan. 3 weeks, you get your leave. Another 1 week, unpaid leave. This is the time. Don't take that to a holiday in December. Don't take it to go to this resort and that resort. The greatest resort is in our masjid. Which other better resort can we get here? Whatever, for a mu'min, which other enjoyment can he get than this the masjid environment? What a wonderful environment of the masjid, where the malaika abound. Allah's rahmat, and in the month of Ramadan. Allahu Akbar. One time, just when we started itikaf in Azad, well, many years ago, Saudi flight, Saudi Airways, the crew, they came to Azadwal and they said, "Well, you make itikaf." They were saying, "I think they have to stay there 3 days in between the flights or whatever." So they came. So they said, "We went to another masjid." They said, "No itikaf yet. Yeah, no itikaf, we don't have." And they also look at it, the crew, but they came there and they wanted to make the itikaf. Because they know, and really we underestimate many people. We think we're the most pious. There are many Arabs who look so much forward to itikaf, and the way they enjoy the itikaf, and enjoy it itikaf again. Allah give us all tawfiq, seclusion with Allah. If you get an opportunity to be alone with your wife, this is actually, that is a seclusion. Also, let us not destroy the seclusion with the cell phone today. That you are alone in your tent or wherever, but you are in contact with the whole world and with the filthy underground world you are in contact with. What itikaf is that? Itikaf is that you are only with Allah. Allah give us tawfiq that we appreciate this great occasion which is coming and we fulfill the rites. Allah give us tawfiq. We really, as Hazrat says, give your life for this. One Ramadan we will make, it will make our whole life's Ramadan. May Allah bless us and guide us to righteousness.